Jackson Clay was good at finding things. It had served him all his life, and today was no exception. Ditching his pickup truck at a remote parking lot, he'd spotted the post that marked the local trailhead for the Appalachian Trail as soon as it came into view. On the trail, he made out the path for the David Lesser shelter, even though the sign for it had been taken out by a fallen tree. Every landmark he'd memorized, he spotted long before he got to it. It all would have made for an easy hike, but Jackson wasn't here for recreation. He was on a mission. He was here to find someone. To anyone else, he looked the part. Tall and muscular, his body showed no strain in shouldering the large rucksack on his back. His brown, close-cropped hair was tucked away underneath an olive-green ball cap, much the way his hazel eyes were masked by dark wraparound sunglasses. Add in his brown beard and the coat and pants he was wearing, and very little of his sandy complexion was left uncovered. The leaves crunched beneath his boots as he traversed a stretch of trail that traced the Virginia-West Virginia border. He listened as the mostly barren branches rustled in the early spring breeze. It had been an otherwise temperate day, but now, as the sun set, a storm system was forming in the valley to the west. The sky grew dark behind Jackson as he walked towards the fading light. The lack of foliage made it easy to spot the man coming up the trail the opposite way. Seeing him, Jackson instinctively reached for his Sig Sauer P320, sliding his hand around the cold metal grip and over the trigger. He slowed his pace and watched. The man was pale and wiry, drowning in a rain parka two sizes too big for him. The way he seemed to trip on a root every few feet told Jackson the stranger wasn't exactly in his element. When the man looked up and noticed him, he smiled and gave a friendly wave. Jackson returned the man's wave and tucked the pistol out of view.
"Afternoon,"
greeted the man.
"How's it going?"
"Fine," Jackson replied. "And you?"
"Oh, I'm good,"
replied the man.
"Just wrapping up my second mile for the day. It's about quitting time for me. A good solid 2 in a day. Can't complain about that."
The man was better at talking than he was at walking. Jackson immediately wasn't a fan.
"Say, do you know how far it is to the next shelter?"
asked the man. "It's about a mile or so back that way," Jackson replied. "Looks like a tree took out the sign for it. Look closely for the path or you'll walk right past it."
"Oh no," said the man. "You don't say. Looks like a storm's blowing in, and my flashlight's dead. You don't happen to have any AA batteries you could spare, do you?"
Jackson paused a moment, deciding whether or not to fix the man up. Better to get him squared away and moving, he thought. "No problem," Jackson said. He slid the rucksack off his shoulders and let it drop onto the ground. As he opened one of the front pockets, he slid his sleeves up, revealing the tattoo on his forearm.
"Whoa, that's some tat," said the man. "You served?"
The tattoo was a snake wrapped around a sword behind a shield. The shield was green and blue, with a white sun and star and a red lightning bolt in the middle, the Ranger insignia. Over top of it was a furled banner that read 75 Ranger RGT. "Yep, 75th Ranger Regiment," Jackson replied.
"Where'd you serve?"
asked the man.
"Iraq? Afghanistan?"
Jackson's first deployment had been Kosovo, but the man wasn't wrong either. "Here's your 4 AA batteries," Jackson said, ignoring the man's questions. "Is that enough?"
"Plenty, thanks," replied the man.
"Sure thing," Jackson said. Sipping up the front pocket he'd rummaged through, Jackson slid the rucksack back onto his shoulder and buckled it across his vest. "Good luck," Jackson said as he started to continue on.
"Thanks again. I'm Rick, by the way,"
Rick replied. Jackson turned around and looked at Rick. He gave him a terse smile. "Stay dry, Rick," Jackson replied. "You're going to want to beat that weather to the shelter." Before Rick the talker could say anything back, Jackson disappeared around the bend in the trail. He stepped up his pace now. Rick had slowed him down. His mind told him to double-check his GPS to see how far it was, but that would only take more time. Time Jackson didn't have. He was on a mission. He was here to find someone. And Jackson Clay was good at finding things.